Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana, what I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
And hello, welcome in. Tuesday edition of the show. Glad to have you with us. Complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective. Luke Goody is the latest name that Indiana is really focusing in on in the transfer portal. And there have been some suggestions out there that maybe he is committed to Indiana. I have not seen that official anywhere just yet, but the in-state product from Homestead, which is up near Fort Wayne, basically a school in Fort Wayne, at Illinois, averaged just over 5 points a game last season and is a sharp shooter. That's the key when we think about Luke Goody. It does seem likely that he could be the next pickup for this Indiana team out of the transfer portal. He would be different than some of the other gets. He's not some national level star that everybody is going after, although I'm sure he has heard from a number of schools since his name hit the portal yesterday morning. But it does seem likely that Luke Goody will be another pickup for Indiana. And I think that there's reason to be just as excited about him and his role as a shooter and play that role for Indiana next season as there is maybe some of the big name guys that are high in the portal rankings. So Indiana just rolling right now. Luke Goody would be another solid addition that I think would only help this team and what their projections for next season could be, will be. I think his addition will only add to that. So we're kind of watching that. That could happen anytime. I think people think it's going to happen, but it's recruiting and the transfer portal and college basketball. It's a wild and wacky deal, and we'll follow it until it becomes official, or who knows, maybe he goes somewhere else. Let's look at the show lineup today, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Segment one, our Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news. We'll talk a little bit more about Goody. And Mike Woodson and his staff, they are on the road today. They have been recruiting since early this morning, according to various reports. We'll tell you about where they've been and where we think or where we know they're going later today as they knock out some in-state recruiting. Also, some other things we'll get to. IU-Purdue in the annual Governor's Cup. Indiana looks like they are on their way to winning that cup for another season, and we'll update you on the Hoosiers' progress there. Also, it looks like this early point, just as we have been talking a lot about Indiana's successes in the transfer portal, it looks like Louisville, Indiana, Kentucky, all expected already to be better, including Bellarmine. I saw a story from Rick Bozich of WDRB, and so we'll talk a little bit about that. It's still early to know rosters for next season, but, you know, computer rankings update as players are added to rosters with metrics and all the things that can be tracked nowadays. And so Rick had a nice story on WDRB.com about some of the additions and how, according to computer rankings already, some of the local teams definitely should be improved and better for next season. And more coming your way today on this Tuesday show here in the opening segment. Later in the hour, Mike Schumann of the Daily Hoosier will join. Mike is one of our regular guests each week. He joins on Tuesdays as we talk IU basketball, football, and more. And we'll focus a lot on the portal and some recruiting today with Mike. And I think we're to a point now where not fully, but somewhat, we can start to look at the roster for next season and what things could look like, what rotations maybe could look like. There's so much unknown with some of the new players and how they will mesh with some of the returning players. I think the number one thing in my mind right now is Malik Renew, who got a lot better this past season and I think has a very high ceiling for getting even better this coming year. How does he mesh and play with Omar Ballo? What do those two guys look like in the game at the same time? Where would they be at specifically Renew when it comes to positional basketball? So we'll talk that and more coming up in just a bit with Mike Schumann when he's with us. And we'll also talk a little bit later as well about football in the show. So stay with us for that coming up here in just a bit. That's the lineup for today, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Check them out today. They've got great sandwiches and salads and soups that are all made fresh daily. And you can also look at dinner packages they have to take home. They've got a variety of different offerings, so make sure you check out Honey Baked Ham in New Albany today. I think you'll be glad that you did. Thornton's text line is open, 502-414-1450. Again, 502-414-1450. Love to hear from you. We've been getting a lot of feedback about IU's additions from the portal for next season. Love to know your thoughts. Do you think this Indiana team could actually be one of the top in the Big Ten? Because that's where they look to be headed, according to the roster and according to the level of players that they have added. But what is your confidence in that happening? 502-414-1450. That's the Thornton's text line number. And speaking of Thornton's, all fountain drinks and fizz freezes are just 89 cents at area Thornton's locations. You can enjoy your favorite fountain drink at any size or a cold, delicious fizz freeze for just 89 cents at area Thornton's locations. And send us a text, 502-414-1450. Again, 502-414-1450. I need to tell you about the Big X Sports Radio golf card today as we get started as well. Lots of Southern Indiana courses on the card. It's a great bargain, a great deal, and it's back for 2024. This year, the card features Park Mammoth. That's down in the Bowling Green area. Also, Old Capitol in Cordon, Elk Run in Jeffersonville, Valley View in Floyd's Knobs, Wooded View in Clarksville, and then across the river out in Taylorsville, the Taylorsville Country Club, and then Christmas Lake down in Santa Claus, Indiana. All of those courses included, and you can play them for $25, under $25 a round, if you've got a Big X Sports Radio golf card. Get yours today online at BigXSportsRadio.com. Again, BigXSportsRadio.com. Or you can call 812-725-1457. It's a great deal. Make sure you get one while supplies last. Okay, let's get into our Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news. A lot of people say Luke Goody has committed to Indiana. I don't see that. I don't think anything is official just yet. I think a lot of people are drawing conclusions because of his connections, his family's connections, his father's connections to not just Indiana, but to the football program as well. So it does seem likely. There does seem to be a lot of buzz there, but I haven't seen anything official that would indicate he is committed just yet. But as I mentioned at the top of the show, we are keeping an eye on that. Also, recruiting today, Mike Woodson and his staff have been out and about, according to Jeff Rabjohns of Pigs.com, and there are some other reports out there as well. Coach Woodson and his staff were up in northern Indiana over in LaPorte this morning at La Lemire, one of the elite high school programs that plays a national schedule. There they were able to see 2025 guard Jalen Harrelson. You might remember he started his career at Fishers, who went on to win a 4A state championship this year. They're really good even without him, but Indiana has long been tracking Harrelson at La Lemire. Also, there's another player at La Lemire, also in the 2025 class, that's top 20 in the country. His name is Darius Adams. I know Indiana got a look at him as well. Also today, it is on the agenda, we're told, that Coach Woodson and his staff will visit with Braylon Mullins, who is, of course, a 2025 four-star player from Greenfield Central, just on the eastern side of Indianapolis, and also head down to southern Indiana to visit with Heritage Hills forward Trent Sicily. And I believe that Coach Painter at Purdue had an in-home visit within the last few days with Sicily. So Indiana and Purdue trying to keep up with each other when it comes to in-state recruiting, which is typically par for the course. But obviously Sicily here in southern Indiana, a little to our west, he has been someone that Indiana, Purdue, and really a lot of the Big Ten Conference have been recruiting at a serious level now for a couple of years. So it's going to be interesting as the travel ball heats up, where Trent Sicily, as his recruiting begins to wind down, who he chooses, because he's got some longstanding relationships now with Indiana, Purdue, Michigan State, Iowa, and others that have been recruiting him now for a number of years. So I think the IU staff is going to see Mullins at his school. I think it's an in-home visit with Sicily. So a lot of movement today on the recruiting trail, and it's good to see the IU coaches get out here in the springtime. Open gym, some of the early workouts, some in-home visits, an opportunity for coaches to get out and see some of these players on their campus or at home. Also, the Governor's Cup, always keep an eye on this. IU Athletics really has had some great domination of Purdue in recent years, and it looks like for the fifth straight year, Indiana should be the supreme college team when it comes to the two big dogs, Indiana and Purdue. Right now, Indiana with an 11-5 edge in points over the Boilermakers. I think there are 4 points left to be determined through different competitions throughout the 2023-24 academic year. But obviously the women's basketball team played a big part in some of IU's athletic success over Purdue. The men's basketball team did not help the cause. Those are some of those points that went to Purdue. But overall, if you look at the Governor's Cup, which includes all the varsity sports, Indiana with a nice advantage as we head into the final, really the final month or so of the college year in Bloomington and in West Lafayette as well. Rick Bozich, WDRB, he had an interesting story of just kind of showing some computer models and information on some of the local teams. Bart Torvik is the one that I probably look at the most, and I think we talk about it, especially during the season when we're comparing opponents, probably the most often. But Bart Torvik is a computer power ranking. He's already got out his 24-25 rankings. And, you know, keep in mind, they update as different players are added to the rosters. Things basically can change by the minute. And if you think about the transfer portal, all the players that enter, all the players that commit, I mean, it's still moving at a very fast pace. So as those update, I think you can expect possibly to see some of the local teams go up. But looking at his story, it looks like Kentucky, even though they really have only the beginnings of a roster right now based on Coach Cal's departure to Arkansas and some of the empty spots that are there with players not returning, going to the NBA, entering the portal, whatever the case may be, it looks like all the locals, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisville, and even Bellarmine, according to some of the figures that Rick wrote about here in this story, have a chance to be considerably better in the computer rankings. And I know that computer rankings are just that. I mean, they're metrics. Some coaches really buy into that stuff. Analytics is important to many coaches now in the college and especially the NBA game. Others, and I think Mike Woodson probably sides on this side of it. He doesn't appear to be a big computer guy, a big analytics guy. But to each his own, if you trust in what the computers say, Indiana should be a lot better next season. And I think that pretty much matches up with common sense based on some of the players that Indiana has been able to land so far this season. Thornton's text line is open. 502-414-1450 is the Thornton's text line. Again, 502-414-1450. Still ahead, Mike Schumann of the Daily Hoosier, and we also will get into some IU football a little bit later in the program today as well. Justin Kalen, Scoots, the producer of this show, before we head to break, how about all these additions for Indiana? I know we had a chance to catch last week, and you shared your thoughts on it, but Indiana and Mike Woodson are absolutely rolling in the transfer portal right now, and I think we both thought Indiana would add some guys and have a chance maybe with NIL help to add some big names from the portal, but I'm not sure I saw it going to the level that it has. On paper right now, Indiana's got a lot of talent on the roster for next season, Scoots.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, number one transfer portal class, that's something I never thought I would hear out of this program, but hats off to Mike Woodson and the staff for attacking the portal, taking advantage of what's in front of them. I mean, it's almost what you have to do in today's college basketball. So, yeah, glad to see them continue rolling. I think they've got the number 1, 10, and 18 player out of the portal, and that's just the start. So, yeah, more good things to come. I'm with you. I kind of think it hasn't been official, but Luke Goody, it seems like all the connections he has to Indiana, he's going to be a Hoosier, so that should be another guy into the fold. And like we've talked about, there's several other guys still out there that Indiana's targeting. So, yeah, anxious to see how it all turns out.
Luke Goody, I said earlier, if you're an Indiana fan, I think there's lots of reasons to be excited about him joining the roster if that, in fact, does happen. He definitely isn't some big name like, you know, Omar Ballo or some of the other additions that Indiana's had, but for what the Hoosiers need, three-point shooting, efficient shooters, guys that are going to come in and play a role and play a role well, man, Luke Goody checks a lot of those boxes, and I think he is really a must-get for this Indiana program for next year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, we've got to watch him for the past few seasons at Illinois, and he's a guy that's played really well against Indiana at times, so excited to get him off of Illinois' roster, potentially add him to Indiana's roster. And like you mentioned, I mean, he's going to bring some much-needed three-point shooting, which I expect the three-point shooting next season for Indiana to be significantly better than what we saw last year. Part of that due to the transfers, part of that just due to another year of McKenzie Mbako, who really was able to find his stroke near the end of the season. So, yeah, hopefully they can shoot better from three. I anticipate that will be the case, and adding a guy like Luke Goody can only help make that a possibility.
Absolutely. All right, Justin Kalen, Scoots, producer, we're going to head to a break. We'll be back with Mike Schumann of the Daily Hoosier. Lots more on the portal and recruiting, and again, some IU football as well. Stay with us here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
All right, we're back on this Tuesday edition of the program. Mike Schumann of the Daily Hoosier is going to be with us here in just a moment. Thornton's text line is open. That number, 502-414-1450. Again, 502-414-1450. We'd love to get your questions and comments send them in, 502-414-1450. Mike Schumann, Daily Hoosier, thedailyhoosier.com, @daily_Hoosier on social media, one of our great regular guests each Tuesday here on the show. Mike, your coverage has been outstanding, but golly, you got to be putting in overtime for late April with the NCAA tournament over, and you would think typically this would be a little bit of a quieter time than the regular season, but the transfer portal, as discussed previously, has made college basketball the season, it seems, extend, and Indiana has been one of the most active and successful teams in the portal to date here this offseason.
Yeah, I knew when Indiana went into portal season with six, ultimately seven openings, that this was going to be probably the busiest month of the year. I kind of commiserated with one of the staffers down on the field during this IU football spring game last week, just kind of laughing like, when do we get a break here? And I could tell by the look on his face that he was exhausted by everything that was going on. So, there's certainly no rest for the weary after the season ends when you have as many openings on the roster as Indiana had.
Mike, there's a lot of directions we can take things today with everything going on, but I think we should start with Luke Goody, an in-state player that's been at Illinois. A lot of connections to Indiana. He's entered the transfer portal as of yesterday morning, and a lot of people are already counting him on Indiana's roster for next season, but I've not seen anything official, but it does seem, I guess maybe the word likely is what we could say. It does seem likely that Luke Goody and Indiana could connect here officially very soon.
Yeah, I think likely seems like a good word. You started hearing his name over the weekend and wondered if there was anything to it. And then when he entered the portal yesterday, the buzz kind of started to pick up. I've seen a national guy who I respect, Jamie Shaw of On3, made a prediction for Indiana, and the buzz has only kind of continued to pick up from there. I mean, he's always been a guy going all the way back through when he was in high school. I think people know his story. His dad played football for IU. His uncle is Trent Green, who, if people don't know, is probably one of the top quarterbacks in IU football history and a longtime NFL quarterback. So he's got a long IU history in his background. And I think kind of always, if things had played out in his favor as a high school prospect, if he had gotten an offer from Archie Miller, I think that probably would have ended up being a situation where he went to Indiana. But it didn't work out that way. But, the portal always presents opportunities later on in careers. And I think if he does choose Indiana, I think he's a really good fit to complement what they've already put together with some playmaking guards in Rice and Carlisle, with a big man like Umar Ballo. What you need to complement all that talent is guys on the wing who can shoot, and Goody certainly fits that bill.
Mike Schumann, the Daily Hoosier, our guest, talking Luke Goody and the possibilities maybe that he does become an Indiana Hoosier. You know, I know there's been a reason for fans to get really excited about some of these recent additions. Indiana has been able to go get some of the biggest names in the portal. I don't think Luke Goody matches that, obviously, with a 5.7-point average last season at Illinois, but I think a lot of Indiana fans that are really the diehards would be thrilled to land him just based on his shooting ability and specifically his three-point prowess.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I am in the camp who believes that Miles Rice and Kenan Carlisle are going to make strides as three-point shooters. Don't forget last year was their first year of high major college basketball. Most guys don't come into high major and shoot, 40% from three. And I'm not suggesting that either one of them are going to, but I think people are underestimating the impact that they're going to have. They both have good shot mechanics. They both are versatile three-point shooters. They can get shots off catch and shoot, off the dribble. Carlisle specifically was very good as a catch and shoot guy, even as a freshman. So I think you're going to see those two make strides as shooters. It wouldn't surprise me if either was around 35% in their second season of college basketball. So with that as a foundation, I think Trey Galloway, if you're not counting on him to shoot as much as you did last year, he could kind of revert back to something closer to his sophomore season where and he's not going to be back to 46%, obviously, but I think he's going to be well above where he was last year as well, as you kind of take some of the weight of the offense off his shoulders. And then, like I said, and like you said, you start looking at guys like Goody and others coming in, then you're just really rounding out your roster. I think, I wrote many times during the season that roster construction was the kind of where Indiana went wrong last year. It has the potential to be where they go right this year. I really like what they've done so far, and they have the ability now to just, fill in the cracks and just hit a upper deck home run with the portal.
Yeah, no question about it. Mike Schumann, the Daily Hoosier. I think we're to the point with the roster for next season. I know there's still some open spots, and there's no telling in this crazy new world of college basketball what could happen in the coming offseason. But we're closer than where we were for sure a month ago to knowing who's coming back and some of the key pieces coming in for this Indiana team. I think it's safe to start wondering for fans and for guys like you and I that cover this stuff, how does this all mesh, and what does Renu and Ballo look like in the game at the same time, and how could some of these other combinations of guards works, and who's going to gain minutes, who's going to maybe lose minutes as far as speaking about returning players from last season. Any thoughts on the roster and how some of the new guys could mesh or mix with the returning key pieces?
Yeah, I think you probably hit on the biggest question there with Ballo and Renu. I mean, I think most would agree that they're probably going to be starters, or at least they project that way sitting here right now at this point. But I also think, it's legitimate to question how well they fit together. At least with Khalil Ware and Renu, Ware kind of played the role of a stretch four on the offensive end, could go out and shoot threes. Ballo doesn't have that history. So Renu is the one who kind of developed into a little bit of a shooter last year, certainly not on volume, but maybe he's the guy that, is thought of more as the stretch four this time. If he can make a little bit higher volume threes, a little bit higher percentage of threes, that could work. But I think what you're probably looking at, especially as they continue to add guys who legitimately can play at this level, I think you're probably looking at, Ballo and Renu continuing to be, maybe lower minute guys. Like, Ballo's been a 25-minute-per-game guy throughout his career. Renu's right around there on average. So I think maybe the extent of the time that they're on the floor together may not be all that much. You may see guys like Mbako play the stretch four role at times. I think we're at a point now where there's enough talent that you can start to dabble a little bit with rotations. And I think if Indiana can get away from that, you know, two big lineup, and I think they have the personnel to do it, I think you could start to see how this could manifest itself into a top 25 team.
That was my next question. What do you think about Indiana entering some of these way early rankings for next season? I know it's really just for fans to click and read and to keep people engaged in the off season, but Indiana beginning to kind of charge into some rankings, and in some of the rankings that they entered maybe a few weeks ago with some of the early additions, now they're beginning to move up in those.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't make sense to talk about Indiana in that vein a couple of weeks ago, but I think it does now. I mean, for the reasons we've been talking about, you know, I think they're what I view as their top seven in the rotation, I think is a top 25 rotation. And you know, now if they can complement that with a few additional pieces, I think it can start to be, you know, top 15-ish type team. So I think they're legitimately in that conversation now. You've seen some of the national guys acknowledge that here in the last week or so since they added Carlisle. I think they're just a completely different team next year with Rice and Carlisle. I think, you know, when is the last time Indiana has had two guards of that caliber, of those guys playing together, probably starting together? I think you got to go back to maybe the 2016 team or that era, the Yogi Ferrell era, when you talk about maybe starting that season with Blackman and Ferrell. It's been a while. Those guys are legit high major guards. Rice was first team All Pac-12. Carlisle, at one point in his recruiting life, was a five-star, ended up being a starter on a Pac-12 team, you know, put together a 31-point game, a 28-point game, really high ceiling with him, and I think he'll do better playing off the ball next to Rice. So I think, you know, with two guys like that, and then the number one overall transfer portal pickup, according to some outlets, Mbalo, I think you're at a point where they're a clear top 25 team. And then it's just getting into all the questions that we've talked about throughout the Mike Woodson era, you know, rotations and all, playing style, all that stuff. And I think we're going to see here over the next 2 weeks if they can just find the guys like a Luke Goody, maybe one or two others that can really give a lot of optionality that they haven't had in the past.
Yeah, no question. Texter on the Thornton's text line says, Woody promised us a very interesting transfer season, and he delivered. Yeah, it's definitely been interesting for sure. Another texter writes in, I'm curious what Liam McNeely thinks about leaving now. Indiana has really changed its course, it sure looks like. Thank you, Texter. And speaking of McNeely, I believe I saw that in the last day or so he took a visit to Connecticut. And I think a lot of people are thinking maybe that's where McNeely could land for next season as a freshman in college basketball. But that is curious. I mean, obviously everything seems to normally work itself out, and positions and minutes and all those things are obviously things you have to consider. But Liam McNeely, I wonder what he thinks now about some of the additions to this IU program.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be the first to admit he's crossed my mind a few times here over the last couple days, because it's like he is kind of now looking at this roster, kind of the missing piece. I mean, obviously, I don't think they would have landed Bryson Tucker if they hadn't lost McNeely. So time will tell how much those two wash out. But I think McNeely's shooting prowess is clear and would have obviously been a really nice fit with guys like Carlisle, Rice, and Mbalo and Galloway. But we'll just have to see where McNeely ends up. And you know, I think he and Tucker are just two guys that are always going to be compared from a career perspective. But, you know, I'm not going to put words or thoughts into his mouth. He's never really said why he decommitted from Indiana. I believe it's a combination of playing style and just not seeing – you know, the winning that he wanted to be a part of, that he's grown accustomed to be a part of. And I do think that what he saw when he decommitted in February has changed substantially here over the last couple of months. And he may have looked at it differently, but it's, we're kind of well beyond that at this point. He's not going to come back. He's not going to recommit to Indiana. I can see a real clear fit there for him at UConn, filling that role that we've seen others take recently with them. So I think Indiana fans just need to wish the guy well and hope that they've kind of addressed their own shortcomings that perhaps led to him decommitting.
Yeah, makes sense. Mike Schuman, Daily Hoosier. We got to talk a little bit about recruiting. I know it seems crazy that this time of year, normally high school basketball recruits are a big topic, but the transfer portal has sure changed that. However, Mike Woodson, and it sounds like a good group of his coaching staff, are on the road today and have been since this morning, checking out various players across Indiana. Tell us a little bit more about who Indiana's checking in with today and maybe the status of some of those guys as well.
Yeah, so I was able to confirm Woodson and all three assistant coaches are kind of doing a tour of the state today. I don't know the order. I didn't ask the order, but they are seeing Trent Sisley down in southern Indiana. He's a four-star top 100 guy that they've been after since before he started high school. I think Indiana's competing with the likes of Purdue, Michigan State, Notre Dame primarily on that one. They're also going to see Braylon Mullins, who is in Greenfield, Indiana, teammate of Sisley in spring and summer basketball for Indiana, lead on the Adidas circuit. Mullins is also a top 100 four-star shooting guard, really has emerged over the last year and even in the last month, had a really good kickoff weekend on the Adidas circuit, one of the top players, one of the top shooters. Somebody Indiana really wants. So the full staff's going to see him as well. And then they're going to be up in LaPorte, Indiana, La Lumiere Academy, to see both Jalen Harrelson and Darius Adams. Harrelson, like Sisley, is a guy Indiana offered before he played his first high school game. They've been very involved and aggressive in that one for a very long time. Started his career as more of a point guard. I'd say he's more of a wing at this point. And Darius Adams, his teammate there, is a New Jersey kid, but now in Indiana with Harrelson in the top 20 national shooting guard that they're after as well. So all these guys are kind of off the ball at this point in their career, and I think it's an interesting time for Indiana's full staff to go talk to them, because they, like we've talked about here, they acquired two very attractive guards in Rice and Carlisle, who they can now kind of say, hey, do you want to – those guys both have 3 years left in their careers. Are you guys interested in playing with guards of that caliber? That's the thing that people forget about with the transfer portal. You're not just acquiring one-year guys. They acquired three-year guys in Rice and Carlisle, and now they can go out on the road to high school recruits and kind of pitch a completely different topic than maybe they could have month or two ago. So it's a pretty good time for IU to kind of puff out their chest a little bit and hit the road and talk to the 2025 class.
Yeah, no question. Mike, one more basketball question, then I want to get into football for just a moment as we wrap up the segment. I know we talked some about Indiana being ranked already in some of these way early rankings for next season, which again are more about fun and fans than anything else. But from a Big Ten perspective, as we start to look at who's coming, who's going to the NBA, what the portal status is of various guys, is it too early as well to take a stab on IU's early spot in the Big Ten Conference? If you had to write down your top three, four teams, would Indiana be in there at this point based on what you know about the Hoosiers and other conference teams?
Man, that's a tough one. Like, I've been legitimately trying to keep up with the comings and goings throughout the Big Ten. But with the 18 teams now, that's especially difficult to track along with everything IU's doing. I know Michigan's had a lot of success here lately in the last couple weeks, picking up key pieces. Dusty Mays have been on a roll there. picking up key pieces. Ohio State's had some success. I'll never be one to discount Purdue as long as Matt Painter's there. I know they're going to look completely different next year without Zach Edey, but they've still got a lot of key pieces coming back and an impressive recruiting class. So hard to say. I mean, and maybe there are biases, but it does feel like at this point that Indiana is at least in the conversation. I mean, if you're top 25 in the Big Ten, then you are in the conversation to contend at the top of the conference as well. So I think it's fair to say, and certainly not going to, put out a power ranking that puts Indiana out on top at this point. But if you're asking me, are they competing for a double bye in the Big Ten tournament? Yeah, it feels like they're clearly in that conversation at this point in time. And I know a lot of people will respond to that and say, Indiana always wins the offseason. They're always kind of the team that does well in recruiting, but doesn't live up to those expectations, and that's fair too. So I think they have a lot to prove, but I think they've assembled a different kind of roster that I don't think we've seen in a good long while here. So I think it does feel like something different that's going to be a fun season to cover for sure.
Mike Schumann, the Daily Hoosier. Okay, let's talk just a little bit of football here before we go. I'm excited about IU football for the first time, maybe since the COVID season when Indiana was really good and really fun to watch. It's different though. I'm more excited about this coach and coaching staff and how he handles himself in the business-like manner that he presents to the media and fans and everybody else. There are so many moving pieces with football from different key positions, quarterback, obviously at the top of the heap, to new players and new coaches. I really can't keep up with it, to be honest. Have you had time to dissect where things are at after the spring game with IU football to have any kind of real read on maybe progress that has been made since Coach Cignetti has been at the helm?
Well, I think your first point there is kind of where I'm at and a lot of people are at. I can't sit here and say, like, wow, I think they've flipped this roster into a Big Ten contender. They've got a lot of key pieces back. He's brought a lot of key pieces in via the portal, but it's not like they suddenly started landing 4 and 5 stars and they're the next coming of Alabama or anything like that. I think a lot of our faith right now in Kurt Cignetti is his own track record. He's won everywhere he's gone. He's never had a losing season. He's always outperformed. And at times he's done it at places like Elon where, nobody has ever won before and he completely flipped the script. So I think a lot of the energy and enthusiasm that you're talking about and a lot of people are feeling is based on him. And you can see a clear change in approach. You mentioned it. He is no nonsense. He is old school. And I think they've got a good chance to get off to a strong start here. I think the first two games, are games everyone will expect them to win. Then they go out to UCLA, which is a team going through change itself. And then there's a couple more home games after that they can win. So I think there's an opportunity to capitalize on the enthusiasm and get off to a strong start. But I think the overarching theme right now is everybody believes in Cignetti at this point.
Yep, no question. Mike Schumann, Daily Hoosier, he's with us Tuesdays. Mike, always fun to catch up. Great work, and man, so much going on. Appreciate you greatly.
I appreciate you too, Matt.
All right, we'll head to a commercial break. We'll be back with our final segment of this Tuesday show. Still lots to get to. Golly, so much going on with IU basketball and the transfer portal and now recruiting with Mike Woodson and the staff on the road in state today, checking out a number of players. And with football, again, as we discussed, so much movement, so many new coaches, so many new faces. That's what happens with the transition, obviously, but a lot to figure out still with IU football. And I think it's going to be fun going into the fall as we near the football season, trying to figure out what this Indiana football team can be this season. We'll head to a break. We'll be back with our final segment. Stay with us here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt Daly at 11 a.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
All right, we're back on this Tuesday edition of the show. NBA playoffs underway, and I think probably for most of us, if you have an interest in the playoffs, it's probably the Indiana Pacers. They are in a series that I think a lot of people thought perhaps was winnable against the Bucks, the 3 seed. The Pacers are the 6 seed, but it did not turn out that way on Sunday in the first meeting between the two teams. The Bucks were winners 109-94. I think it was an off game for the Pacers. They got down by, I think, 30 points at one point around halftime, but were able to come back and make it reasonable in that, 15-point, 16-point or so loss to the Bucks on Sunday. They're back at it tonight, 8:30, the Pacers and Bucks in Game 2, and this is the time of the year where I reconnect with the NBA. I'm normally on it early before college basketball, and get back on it here once the NBA playoffs get underway. And, of course, college basketball comes to an end. Speaking of the NBA, somebody sent me a tweet, and if I can find it here, I'll talk about it. But NBA candidates for this year, MVP candidates, excuse me, for this year, all of them are non-Americans, and I guess you would call everybody a foreigner that is on the list as one of the finalists for MVPs. And what does that tell us about American basketball and the trending overseas Jokic and others that have won it and are some of the better players? Of course, I can't find the tweet now as I'm trying to look and go through who the finalists were. But nonetheless, it does make you wonder what's going on with basketball here in our country. And obviously, so many foreigners in the league, which I think is a great thing. It's expanded the league. It's a worldwide game. I think it has helped the NBA as a whole. But definitely, I think I saw this will be the third year where there will not be an MVP that is from America. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I know, is one of the three finalists. He is from the country of Canada, which I had forgotten about that. But you've got Jokic, and escapes me who the third person is. Let's see, Luka Doncic, and I probably mispronounced his name. But those are the three finalists. So obviously, you got the two European guys, and then one Canadian as finalists for the MVP that was announced earlier this week. But yes, this will be the third straight year that a non-American will win the NBA Most Valuable Player. So kind of an interesting fact there. We were talking with Mike Schumann about IU football and all the changes and the new faces. And it's hard to believe that football season is next up on the docket once we get through this school year and baseball wraps up. Spring game is in the books, and it's looking like an August 31st start to the football season for Indiana. Mike mentioned the Hoosiers will be big favorites in week one and week two, FIU in week one at home, Western Illinois in week two on the road. And then it gets interesting because Indiana in week three hits the road, and I mean they hit the road. They go to the West Coast, to Los Angeles, to play UCLA on a Saturday, September 14th game, time to be announced. That obviously will be a television game at a pretty high level, you would think. And then after that, Charlotte back to a non-conference game at home, and then it's Big Ten stuff the rest of the way. Maryland, Northwestern, Nebraska, Washington, Michigan State, Michigan, Ohio State, and Purdue. The IU football schedule. Someone asked me to run through that, so I wanted to do so. Obviously, with UCLA and Washington on it, just gives a total different feel for what the Big Ten has looked like for Indiana now for a number of seasons. But a tough schedule each and every year. I know the divisions are no longer a thing in the Big Ten Conference, but when you add the level of football programs that the Big Ten Conference did with some of these new ones coming in, things are going to get absolutely no easier for Indiana. But a new coach, a new way of doing business, some new faces. We'll see what Coach Sig can build. Not terribly hopeful or thinking it's going to be a major change in year one, but 2-3 years into Coach Cignetti, what will be different and what will we see about IU football? Going to be fun to follow. That's going to wrap things up for our Tuesday show.
We will be back on Wednesday at 11 a.m., complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective. If you miss our live show, you could always find us as a podcast. All you got to do is search for The Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison wherever you listen to podcasts. We're available almost everywhere, and you can find us on demand. Of course, we love to have you live with us on the Big X, but appreciate everybody that listens each and every day to the show. Have a great Tuesday. Back with you Wednesday and the rest of the week. This is The Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.